You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Saturday 12:30 game is Stoke versus Manchester City. 4-1 the Potters, 5-2 the draw, and Man City are 8-11. Sergio Aguero, of course, starting the season in fantastic form. Much like an unlucky driver, evades two penalties and then still gets the 3 points at the end of it. Stoke, notoriously slow starters in the Premier League, but they have had a decent record, Tom, against City over recent years. They've won two of the last four Premier League games against City after winning just one of the previous 12 against them. They've kind of been a bit of a thorn in City's side. I think they've only scored four goals against Stoke at the Britannia as well in the games that they've played there since they've come back into the Premier League, Stoke. Interesting match this.
It is. I think every year when you look at teams that are going to Stoke, and it's the oldest cliche, probably one of the oldest cliches around in the Premier League at the moment, but Man City are one of those teams, along with Arsenal, where you'd think they are going to struggle there, and they have struggled going to Stoke. They did spank them 4-0 at home, of course, and Mark Hughes has got a bad record against Man City. He's lost 6 of his 10 games managing against Man City since he left the club, and I think Stoke were okay. I thought Middlesbrough surprised them a little bit. Middlesbrough were a lot better last week than I thought they'd be, and I think Stoke, you know, they are slow starters, but I think Manchester City here, I saw elements last week of what Pep Guardiola is going to do, but it's going to take time. It's what we've already discussed, you know, in the pre-season podcast. We kind of thought that Pep is going to have an impact. There's no question. The money he's spent, he's got to have an impact. But I think it's going to take quite a bit of time. What I'm interested in this game is, can he roll up his sleeves? And can Stoke's players... I mean, people made some probably good profit off Stoke at times last year, especially when they went on that run around Christmas. But I still look at their talented forwards, and I'm not 100% that I could back them every single week. I don't trust Arnautovic. I think he's a good player, but I wouldn't want my money resting on him week in, week out. Not like Aguero, Iheanacho, who's just signed a new contract this week. So I think Man City will get the job done, but I think it's going to be tight. I'll be looking at the draw at half-time and a Man City when I think it'll be a late one.
Derek, Pep Guardiola has won 30 of his last 36 league games in club management. But you've got to ask the question, has he ever been to the Britannia on a warm August lunchtime? No is the answer to that question.
There'll be a lot of people backing them at 8-11. Those punters will have been taken in by what they saw in midweek against in the Champions League qualifier. But I mean, don't fall for that, because that Steaua Bucharest team were abysmal. They would have struggled in League Two. I'm more interested in what happened on the opening day, and City, to me, just didn't look at it. They seem sluggish. Maybe Tom's right. Maybe they are struggling to adapt to the new ideas from the manager. In that case, I wouldn't be backing them at 8-11 to win at Stoke, who've got a good record, as Tom says, against them. And Tom's also right. I'm sorry about this, Tom. I'm a mutual admiration society.
He used to do this to me all the time, too. Yeah. He always agreed with me as well.
You're spot on about Arnautovic as well. I mean, yeah, you know, on his day, he looks great, but, God, those days are few and far between. Sometimes he looks an absolute joke. But they are, you know, there's a good cast around them, isn't there? Stoke look an attacking side, a very attacking side. And I think 4-1 is a bit big, you know, I really do. There's still doubts about City. I mean, one thing I would say to punters is don't be afraid to back teams away from home this season. There were more away wins in the opening weekend than there were home wins, by the way. And that happened a few times last season. So never be afraid to back teams away from home. And all the old adage about never back teams away from home at odds on, that's long since been consigned to the scrap heap. But I still think there are too many doubts about City at the moment. I still think they'll win the league, but it might take them a bit of time to find their stride. And I can't let Stoke 4-1 at home in a Premier League game go unbacked.
Yeah, a lot of draws in the head-to-heads between these two. I mean, Stoke's record is good, but they haven't won that many of them, to be fair. So if you're looking at the draw, that might be worth your while. So obviously, it doesn't need me to tell you that Sergio Aguero's in great form. 6 goals in 6 Premier League games against Stoke as well. Top scorer this calendar year in the Premier League, 18 in 19 games. And that's just in the league, of course. So yeah, if you're looking at a goal scorer and you fancy Aguero, then Aguero to score, Man City to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is priced up at 5-1. A few other headline offers as well. Kevin De Bruyne to score, Man City to win was 12-5. And if you look at the Stoke side of things, Arnautovic to score and Stoke to win 15-2. Shaqiri to score, Stoke to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 was 14-1, now 16. Quick recap on your bets in that game, chaps.
Stoke 4-1 for me.
Aguero even money anytime. Brilliant value.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week. on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.